Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
A beautiful day here in Los Angeles. We're back to weather reports, Jordan. My only concern with the weather today is that I may have eaten too much pie.
Oh, okay. That's surprising because we're doing this around 2 p.m., How much pie can a man eat?
Now, Jordan, let's clarify something.
Lunch pie? Did you have lunch pie?
This is not a traditional synchronous broadcast. This isn't the type of program that people listen to as we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be clear that as we record this, it's my birthday. Of course I've had early pie.
Okay. So Daddy wakes up, Daddy gets some pie.
Yeah, that's how Daddy rolls.
Mm.
On Daddy's birthday.
So let's talk. Okay, let's run.
Daddy doesn't usually refer to oneself as Daddy, but Daddy's starting to like it.
This sounds like a juicy topic.
Right.
How about
we
intro the guest a little earlier than we usually do,
mm-hmm.
which we don't wait that standard 10 minutes while they sit there uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce this guest.
Right.
Let's get into this pie.
Okay. She's a stand-up comic, a beloved stand-up comic. She's one of the stars of the television program Corporate on television's Comedy Central Network. She's a favorite of ours, Aparna Nancharla. How are you, Aparna?
Hi. Thank you for introing me earlier than usual.
What a joy to have you here. We're thrilled that we were able to find some time in your busy schedule being a television celebrity.
A busy bee.
Now, we all want to hear about the pie, but I have a question for Aparna. Quick.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing something right now that I have always wanted to do.
Oh.
Which is be on this show, first of all.
Yeah.
I would love to be on this show. I would love to book this. You are living in a place that you don't normally live for a showbiz job. You are a New York person.
Correct.
A New Yorkie.
Yes.
And you are living out here for...
You're one of the Queen's famous New Yorkies.
Yeah,
sure.
New Yorkie.
You're living out here for a couple of months
mm-hmm.
while you make a new season of Corporate. Boy, that sounds cool. I've always wanted someone to put me up in a place I don't live.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll take some of the mystery out of it and say that I'm not being put up. I'm putting myself up.
How does one arrange to live in a new city for a couple of months? What do you have to do?
Well, I guess it depends. I have some friends who have kindly let me live in their guest room for extended periods.
That's nice.
But I might... help them out and not just mooch off of them for the interminable future. So I might find one of those cottages or something because I feel like there are enough people coming to LA for temporary work that there seem to be living situations.
There's a cottage industry.
There's a cottage industry of cottages, yes.
For you, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Is the prospect of being put up somewhere where you have no responsibility for your home
mm-hmm.
the most appealing part of this, or is the appealing part the adventure of a new city?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and I think that, I've lived here for a while and I don't want to leave. I don't dislike it.
Right.
But like a couple months in, Phoenix might be fun. I'm not going to suggest that someone, that I'll get, one of these fancy coastal jobs because let's just face it, I'm not there yet.
You'll probably be like a strength and conditioning coach in spring
Ooh.
Training baseball.
That would be great.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, the Marlins.
Right.
Let's just
Is
say.
That a coastal job?
I don't know. But I guess spring training happens in Arizona.
Jordan, I'm not.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not here to tell you what state the Florida Marlins train in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Now the Miami Marlins at Gas Station TV, if you'd like to
sure.
issue a correction.
Yeah.
But needless to say, it's not Arizona.
I feel like this is, again, not a sports guy
That's
over
fine.
Here.
That's fine.
I feel like doesn't spring training happen in weird states that the...
It happens half in Arizona and half in Florida. Of course, you've got the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League.
Oh, of course.
Okay, you're mixing
up. I wasn't totally wrong. That wasn't totally a fantasy.
No.
You're right on target.
What is guest house living like?
Well, I'm about to find out, but I think it's, you're in a little, I don't know if gated community would be the right word, but it's just a little, temporary like housing unit, so there's like a little kitchen and a living room and a bedroom. But
well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. The part that I want of this, mm-hmm. I mean, I like the idea of exploring a new city and
sure.
all that stuff, but for me, it is the idea of just a place. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a father of three mm-hmm. and a husband of many years. But just
I thought you were going to say a father of three and a husband of many.
Yeah, I thought that too.
The most exciting thing to me is the thought of having a place where I'm free from the burden of responsibility.
Mm.
And it's not that I want to escape my family. It's more just that I do – there is appeal to me in that hotel room feeling that you get.
Yeah, it is. It does feel a little bit like you a vacation from your regular life because, but there, you know, my apartment in New York, I'm not allowed to have subletters, so there is this veil of responsibility of just rent disappearing into the ether.
It's a double rent situation.
Yeah,
could you Airbnb it, or is that also not
also
allowed?
I guess no strangers shall occupy it.
Sure, your landlord is a goblin.
Yes,
and he wrote that over the door in runes.
Yep. Yeah, so no one can even cross the threshold.
Boy, unless they answer these riddles three.
Yes,
have you thought about a rune breaker or a riddler?
I'll have to place an ad.
Yeah. And with Backpages.com down, it's really hard to find a rune breaker.
I just learned what Backpages.com is.
I think for folks who don't know, as I understand it, Backpages.com was a parallel universe version of Craigslist that was primarily for sex slaves.
Oh, right. Dear.
For horrible and not horrible. I mean, and prostitution should be legal style sex interaction.
Empowered sex workers.
Of some kind. It's both things, as I understand it. But the major concern was with the slavery.
Sure. Could I still use it to get a wobbly dresser, though?
I think that is what is so strange about it. Is that
or
it
tickets
is a,
to see Billy Joel.
Yeah. It's like Yahoo Auctions Japan or Kijiji in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you realize there's this parallel infrastructure.
Sure.
Yeah.
The first couple times I Airbnb'd, I really just treated that place like a hotel room and like wiped my ass with their towels and hurled them across the room.
Oh, no.
My first Airbnb I ever got, I got such a bad review from the person, I had to delete the account and make an all new one.
No.
Wow.
Really?
Because I now knew the rules of Airbnb, which wasn't be the horrible monster you are in hotel rooms.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
I think I was raised with such a high level of awareness of keeping up appearances that I feel like even when I'm in a hotel, I try to make it look like no one is staying there.
You just lay on top of the comforter.
Yeah. It's very strange. I don't know what I'm worried about.
Bring your own ice in from the outside.
Pack in, pack out.
Sure. No, yeah. I mean, I had a job for a while where I was there's a lot of travel associated with it. So I was in a hotel, you know, a couple nights a month. And I really like it stopped. It went from being this special thing that you did on vacations to just like a part of life. And then I think it was in that little window that I had that job that I became a real hotel monster.
You made what's called the heel turn.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was before I was Hulk Hogan and now I'm Hollywood Hogan.
Ooh.
I'm just hurling towels.
I like Hotel Monster. That sounds like a movie I would go see.
Yeah. I think The Rock would want to be in that, right?
Yeah.
Are there movies The Rock doesn't want to be in?
No, I mean, I think as long as he gets to wear khaki shorts.
I feel like he's very charismatic and he can make, like, he's someone who I imagine goes into the audition and they're just like, he knew what to do with the lines.
Yeah. No. He knew that he should raise one eyebrow and be strong.
Hey, I think we can all agree, and I don't want to speak for the two of you, but I think we can all agree in this room that The Rock is great and everyone likes The Rock, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Has The Rock ever had a major role in a good movie?
Trying to think. Yeah, what is the, like,
I mean, I liked right. Reno 911, the movie, and he had like a funny cameo
sure.
in that.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
That's very funny.
No, I mean, I think The Rock, I mean, The Rock is really zeroed in on kind of like forgettable but impressively made PG-13 movies.
Yeah.
And I think that's all he wants to do.
People thought that Jumanji, the new batch, was pretty good, right?
Sure, yeah.
Jack Black
yeah,
and The Rock.
The merging of the Jumanji and Gremlins universe.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I would wager a guess as to say that, and I'm not a go-to-see-a-rock movie because The Rock is in it. I would, you know, listen, if it's a Fast and Furious, I'm there. That's my franchise.
Right.
Sure.
But as far as a Jumanji...
I mean, you don't even need to do this show, financially speaking. You control that franchise.
I do. I created the franchise.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I am making millions from that. Mm-hmm. See ya, suckers.
One day you were just really mad and had the accelerator depressed.
And I decided to live life a quarter mile at a time. Mm-hmm. And my story's up on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't...
There was a brief dip where you became too fast and too furious.
That's true. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then a little Tokyo drifted.
Yeah.
So I will not automatically go see a Jumanji or a Rampage, mm-hmm. but I can kind of... I feel like I kind of know how these are.
Right, but what I want... I don't think that I want The Rock to be in a good prestige movie.
Sure.
It's possible. I wouldn't put it past him.
Like the Phantom Thread 2?
Yeah. Furious.
It's just him putting on beautiful velvet suits and then flexing his way out of them, just flexing so hard that they tear off his body.
Right, and then someone has to repair them in the next scene.
Right, yeah. And it's a little erotic, too.
Yes.
I don't think that's what I want, but I could go for a diehard. I could go for a very
right.
high-quality
sure.
genre movie, and while none of the Rock movies that I've seen have been, given his enormous charisma and presence, mm-hmm. have not been disasters, and most of them have been enjoyable.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say maybe like Fast Five is the closest mm-hmm. to this ideal. But I would love it if he was in like a Steven Soderbergh genre movie that I actually really like rather than one that's okay.
So I think here's what's standing in the way of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think someone who kind of travels between these two things pretty well is Statham.
Right.
You get the kind of dumb, face-kicking fare.
Yeah.
And also a fast movie, which he's very good in. But then because he looks like that, he can put on the nice suit and do the taut thriller with only a little bit of kicking.
Right.
Right.
The Rock looks like a cartoon man.
Right. That's
so
true.
So
that's
he
a good point.
So if he just was in a thing where he was a lock pick who was trying to get out of the life, you'd be like, yes, but why is he a triangle?
Was he in that Michael Bay prestige movie about like stealing steroids or whatever it was about? Was he one of the stars of that?
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, he was.
He was?
Yeah.
I think that must have been his attempt. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the film.
Yeah, me neither.
But Pain and Gain?
Pain and Gain.
That must have been his, which, by the way, does not sound like the title of the film, but the title of a like series of kind of low-rent comic detective novels that you buy at the airport,
sure,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're a duo?
Yeah.
I'm John Payne, and I'm Gain Johnson.
Maybe a USA Network show at best.
Yeah, sure. Comes on after Rizzoli and Isles.
But yeah, like I feel like that was an attempt to make, I think from what I understand, that was a sincere attempt to make a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was... and it was one that took advantage of you have to bake it into the premise that there's a ridiculous cartoon man there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's ultimately what you're driving at, is there's only so many film setups that can comfortably include a ridiculous cartoon man.
For sure.
He's on that HBO show, right? Billions, which I haven't seen.
Oh, Ballers.
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 Billions is a different show?
Yeah. The premise of that is he's an ex-football guy.
Yeah.
So right. It makes sense that he's strong.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
And Rob Corddry's in that.
Sure.
So it makes sense that he would be friends with Rob Corddry, because who wouldn't be?
Right.
That's really
right.
fun.
Yeah.
You know, he's a really fun guy.
He seems nice.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
What is your, Varna, what is your, when you switch out from guest house living
yeah.
to this other kind of bungalow living,
sure.
do you have a dream setup in your mind?
Like,
I want this for the 6 weeks I'm in LA, I want this.
Oh, like how I want everything to look and...
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty low maintenance in terms of, I think I've been trying to tend towards minimalism lately,
sure.
but I think it's because my natural instinct is to hoard.
What have you hoarded in your life?
Well, I think I just accumulate clutter, which a lot of people do, but then I make no effort to get rid of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't do a Goodwill run every couple months.
I mean, I've been rescheduling a Goodwill pickup for the last 8 months.
Yeah. Well, commitment's tough. I get it. I'm, yeah. you know.
It's mainly that I have this, like, essentially like a chase lounge or like a, it almost looks like a fainting couch that someone left in my apartment from when I moved in, and I still have not gotten rid of it.
I'm glad to know that it was when you moved in and not just when they were coming over for dinner or something. Do you mind? I just happen to be carrying this.
Sure. I might get consumption while we're eating.
Yeah.
And I will need to swoon.
My bodice is particularly tight today.
Right. Yeah.
It was a different time.
Sure it was.
2016. I remember it well.
All our corses were too tight. Yep. We all had mercury poisoning from our hat pins.
Forgot about hat pins.
Yeah, it's a good way to get mercury poisoning.
Ugh. Man.
You need that fainting couch.
Generation Y, man.
Yeah, that's true. Always online.
These are the iconic features
swiping.
Of Generation Y.
Oh, my gosh.
Tight corsets and bodices, mm-hmm. of course. Fainting couches, hat pins. This is the shit that we're going to try and explain to our kids when they're teenagers. And they're going to be like, what are you talking about?
You know, I would think that hats are no longer the thing they once were in terms of stature and importance. But
right.
then I was at the gym and on CNN it was saying how Melania Trump's hat stole the show. And
what show specifically?
Reno 911.
I guess when the French Emmanuel Macron recently visited and it was just saying that her hat really grabbed everyone's attention. And I was like, why are we... talking about her hat.
I have not seen this hat.
It's just a white hat. There's nothing really about
She's
it that
like,
I was
I'm a good
like,
guy. I have a white hat.
Right. Yeah.
I know we have a perception problem, so I'm going to put on this white hat to associate myself with good guys. Classic Western good guys.
Yeah, I just associate hats now with, like, the Kentucky Derby or, like...
Oh, right. Sure. That maybe... is when you will see your meme hats.
Or a yeah. coronation.
Yeah, or, like, the Queen of England, but not... But nothing beyond that.
I've been trying to bring back yellow hats for men.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It really
what?
Helps your
like
monkey
curious
identify
George?
You in a crowd.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah. Man with the yellow hat.
So
anyway, he also had a jumpsuit on, right? Like he had a
did
one
he?
Piece.
Oh yeah.
The man in the yellow hat. Yeah, I believe he did.
He should be the
like
man
a coverall.
Who casually wears a jumpsuit. That's weirder to me.
I do have a jumpsuit, so I'm there on that one.
A yellow jumpsuit?
No, it's a green jumpsuit.
Matching hat?
Ooh.
I bought overalls recently.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want that to be my life.
You just want to play rock violin.
That's a purely, yes, I want to be in Dexy's Midnight
yeah.
Runner specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just like, I want that kind. Here's what
coverage,
happened.
Total coverage.
I want coverage. I want that kind of baby-like.
Mm-hmm.
Or like toddler.
Wait, so
life.
You're saying daddy wants to be a baby?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, as I said, a toddler more than a baby. I
sure,
corrected
yeah.
myself. But yeah, I mean, even toddlers want num-nums.
Sure. I think we all want num-nums.
You know?
Well, it's interesting. Like coveralls and overalls, I feel like you see most in babies and then also in like blue-collar jobs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somehow they've now been firmly embraced by, like, the leisure class.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about LL Cool J now.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
One
I
of the
L's
stands
too.
For.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leisure.
Leisure living cool James.
Yes. Yeah. J still stands for James. I was at the flea market, and I saw three different guys, all of whom were large. in a different dimension, different relative dimensions. All of them were both big and tall, but some of them were only somewhat tall and very big. And some of them were pretty tall and somewhat big.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I myself am pretty tall and somewhat big. And all these big guys are wearing these overalls, and I'm looking at them thinking like, man, they just look like they're about their business. You know what I mean? Like they are living within themselves.
Yeah.
Projecting warmth into the world.
Do they have a hammer on themselves?
Yeah.
They probably have a hammer.
They might. They might have a rule.
For
all I know.
T square?
Could be.
Who knows?
Protractor?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You got to get in them overalls to find out.
Melon baller?
Melon baller.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that's actually what that pocket on the back. You know how there's those pockets on the back of
those
the
leg? Those are for melon ballers?
Yeah, that's for melon ballers.
Wow.
Well, there's a melon baller pocket, and then there's one of those apple slicers that you sort of put on top of the apple and you go down.
The guillotine
the two
for
handles.
Apples.
Yeah. And speaking of guillotines, there's actually, you know that loop on the side of overalls?
Yes.
That's to hang a bagel slicer.
What?
Yeah, because the concern is... And sometimes it's harder to slice a bagel straight. You know, you want to slice it straight down the middle, but if you're using a bread knife, sometimes it can be.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, you got a thinner slice and then a thicker slice.
Exactly.
They're both bad.
So this is for people primarily in the brunch trade.
Right.
These are blue collar brunchmen.
Yeah. There's also, you know, on the bib in the front, there's that pocket there.
Yeah.
That's for poached eggs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've never poached an egg. It seems very challenging.
It seems like an ordeal.
I can't tell whether it's easy or incredibly difficult. I've never done it, and I've never eaten a poached egg, I don't think. Are poached eggs what's in Eggs Benedict?
Yes.
Yes.
Then I've eaten a poached egg. But I've never eaten a poached egg where the poaching is the central.
A part of how you make it an egg, when you're making an egg at home.
I fry it.
Okay.
Real easy. Splat.
Yeah.
Are you a flipper?
Yeah. Don't you have to flip it?
I don't think so.
Oh, I guess that's what Sunny
said. Do you have to?
I thought you had.
No, I mean, I think that's it depends on how you want that yolk to come out.
Yeah.
Right.
I personally would flip it.
But yeah, me too.
I don't think you have to.
I like to flip it myself.
Sure.
Apparently, you're supposed to take a spoon and be like putting the oil on top of it while it's sitting there.
Oh, if you're not flipping?
Yeah. I'm sure that's how an internet video where you can just see the hands would tell you to do it.
You know where I learned that? An internet video where Martha Stewart was annoyed with David Letterman.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. That's basically
they had a real chemistry, didn't
that's
they?
That's my favorite type of content, I would say, is Martha Stewart being annoyed with. In fact, that's also my sexual identity.
Mine is David Letterman being mean to Richard Simmons.
Oof. Aparna, now you're a David Letterman, but Jungle Jack Hanna just put a weird animal on his shoulder, right?
Yes, that's more my speed.
Yeah, we should each get our own version of Tinder.
Right, yeah. we're on.
Yeah.
Aparna, what's on your socks? Speaking of fashion.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm noticing sock designs.
These are my friend who I'm staying with, this is her dog that she made socks with his face on them.
That's the dog?
That is the actual dog.
How did they do that?
I don't know. I kind of didn't
and
even
And why are
want
you wearing
to...
socks?
I was gifted them.
Oh, so you're staying at the house.
Yeah.
And they're like, welcome to our home.
Oh, yeah. It's
here are socks with our dog on it?
Yeah, it was a holiday gift that she had forgotten to mail.
Ah, I see.
So they were a recent gift, but overdue, but... Yeah, I don't know how you get a photo onto a sock.
That seems kind of presumptuous.
Do you like, how do you feel about their dog?
I like him. We have a very tacit agreement to tolerate each other.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So you would want a pair of socks with his face on them.
I'm trying to get more goodwill going in the household.
Yeah. And I'm sure enjoying the socks, they appreciate that.
Right.
Like, it's always nice to see someone using your gift.
And he certainly doesn't can't complain.
Sure.
There's no licensing issues here.
No, right. That's good. Yeah,
it's not feel like for a while there were video games where, you know, you would play the Chicago Bulls and you'd have Scottie Pippen and Gil Hodges and B.J. Armstrong and mm-hmm. so forth. But then you would have 23.
Mm, sure. Yeah.
Because they couldn't get the license to get Michael Jordan's name.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a thing where you like your pet so much.
Right.
That you assume everyone else likes your pet the same amount.
Jordan, I'm really freaking out about something. I think I said Gil Hodges. That's a near baseball Hall of Famer from the 1950s Brooklyn
you
Dodgers.
You did say Gil Hodges.
I meant Craig Hodges.
Okay.
Craig Hodges of the Chicago Bulls.
I don't think either of us would have called you on that.
That's why I had to interject there. Because
sure, because no one was here. You're doing our job for us.
Yeah.
Fact checking.
Well, I'm just trying to head off at the pass the people sending me tweets.
Sure. I get that. That's you don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about these. Okay. So you've had AM Pie.
Oh, yes. Right.
AM Pie.
Well, because here's the thing. My wife and I, my beautiful wife, Teresa, mm-hmm. host of the Smash Hit podcast, One Bad Mother. My wife and I had what we will call a mental health engagement this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was not related to strife in our marriage.
Okay.
And I want to be clear about that. But we had a joint mental health engagement.
Okay.
Sounds kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you light some candles?
Mm-hmm. So I strewed some
rose petals upon the bed.
Yeah. Or in this case, the chaise lounge or fainting couch.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Of course.
We have a Freudian mental health.
Yeah. Because you might faint if you see that D.
Exactly. So we had an appointment in Pasadena, California.
Mm-hmm.
We go see a little old lady there once a week.
Sure, yeah.
Nobody's meaner. We happened to be, that appointment happened to be right near a restaurant called Pie and Burger, which has been mentioned on this program in the past. And my wife was not only kind enough to invite me to go to lunch with her after that, but she also secretly invited our friend and past guest, Ben Harrison, and his beautiful wife, Rachel, to join us for an adult birthday lunch at Pie and Burger.
All this sounds sexy, by the way.
Yeah.
And so
adult lunch.
Very sexy.
So I went ahead and I did not order myself a milkshake, but I drank some of my wife's cherry Coke.
Yum.
And I had myself a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a half order of potato salad.
Yep.
And then I said, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm going to go ahead and order a whole slice of banana meringue pie.
What time is this?
This is all between 12 and 12:45. I mean, the other issue is that it's time compressed because I had to get here to record this show.
Oh, that's right.
So I was just shoveling all these things.
You would still be eating pie if not for this.
My ideal situation is the way that my friend Adam Katz from middle school spent his college years, which is he and his softball team would go to an all-you-can-eat wings bar when it opened. They would occupy a table, and then they would take shifts to keep their table running continuously through their softball game and into the night. So they would each eat wings, you know, in shifts again. Like, they'd take a few hours off, but they would be there as a group for 12 consecutive hours enjoying all-you-can-eat wings.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is immoral, I'll grant you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's I think it's an undue burden on the service staff.
That's true.
Aparna, are you planning on visiting Pie and Burger while you're in L.A.?
I did not know about this establishment. Is it famed?
Jordan and I once had the most important conversation. Jordan and I have known each other for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
And one of the most important conversations we ever had was where I was complaining that there was nowhere in Pasadena to go for dinner on a date with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, when you have kids, that the stakes get much higher.
Sure.
And you also can't, when you have a baby, you can't go that far away because if something happens with the baby, you have to be able to get back.
Right.
And so we wanted like a nice restaurant. And we thought, well, Pasadena's right near where we live. It seems like a place that would have nice places to eat. But it had been hard for us to find a nice place to eat there. And I said to Jordan one day, I complained about this situation. I was like, I wish I knew more nice restaurants in Pasadena that I could go to where I would feel like I was having a fancy dinner out that made it worth spending $125 to have a babysitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I feel like the food's pretty good in Pasadena. And I said, I don't know. I mean, there's Pion Burger. And Jordan was kind of quiet for a minute and said, yeah, I guess I'm just thinking of Pion Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pion Burger is a world champion restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And you know what they serve there?
I have
trout.
Two
only
guests.
Trout. Yeah. You know, I'll throw Himalayan Cafe in there. If you're ever in Pasadena, hit up the Himalayan Cafe. Delicious.
Do they have Momo? Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I did not order Momo. What is Momo?
I guess Momo, I think, is the dumpling. I think it's what they call in Himalayan cuisine dumplings.
Oh,
Momo.
Boy. I did have something like that. I don't know if it was called a Momo, but it's very good.
Yeah. Mm. Pion Burger, a classic California cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, with a nice soft sweet bun and a little bit of the old Thousand Island dressing or whatever it is. Yeah, that's a world championship restaurant. And so for that reason, I felt like in order to make that count that I was having, I should order.
Sure.
And I ate the whole slice of pie. And it was a sizable pie slice.
Aparna, I guess I'm not sure how old you are, but do you still do birthday shit when you have a birthday?
That's a good question. I think my boyfriend who I've been dating for almost 2 years now, he's a big date celebrator, birthdays, anniversaries. I think before that I wouldn't have, but now I feel like since I have someone who gets more excited about them than I do, now I feel like, oh, let's do a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in my life I would gladly slide into inaction in all areas.
Me too.
Like just into a nice, tepid, barely passable in every category.
Yeah, that is an odd thing about singledom is going, well, I should create some fun. If I don't, I'll just play this new God of War, which is really good, but then I'll feel bad after a few hours. What's fun? Yeah, there is that kind of weird.
Yeah, I think
just sitting
my
down at a drafting table. Anyway,
past few birthdays, I've tried to organize small gatherings, like a dinner or drinks. But I guess sometimes you're like, who is this for?
Sure. Yes. Is everyone else enjoying this?
Right.
Am
I just looking for somewhere to invite Ed Koch to, since I got Ed Koch's phone number?
Right.
Ed Koch might be dead, right? Former New York Mayor Ed Koch?
I don't understand any of this. Wait, Aparna, do you know Ed Koch?
I don't, but I think
Ed Koch was a famous irascible mayor of New York.
Yeah.
If you had his number, you'd want to have a social event that you could invite him to.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It all makes perfect sense, Jordan.
So that was just the most out-of-nowhere pull. And it was not related to something about Aparna that I don't know.
No, it was just an example of someone where if you got their number, you would have to invent a social context in which to interact with them.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I'm putting this together.
You can't just invite Ed Koch over for a barbecue.
I guess not.
The guy's irascible for one thing.
I guess I know that name because Letterman would make jokes about him.
Right.
That's right.
That was a big thing for me at the height of my Letterman fandom was just there are things I know about because Letterman makes jokes about them.
Yeah.
Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Yeah.
Mary Jo. Buttafuoco is such a...
It's a great name.
Yeah.
How tempting would it have been to do only Buttafuoco humor in the Buttafuoco era?
Yeah.
Just because you want to say it has butt in it?
Sure.
And fuck.
Sure.
It's too much.
Mellifluous.
You think it's too much.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it really
is. I think so, too. Are you originally from the New York area, Aparna?
No, I'm from D.C., which is that the Mid-Atlantic?
That is the Mid-Atlantic. Okay. Are you from Washington, D.C. proper?
The suburbs.
Which suburbs are we talking about? Virginia or Maryland?
Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah. Right
so
outside.
Nova, as I like to call
Nova.
It.
Nova. Mm. People there call it that, too.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
It is weird.
It's a little odd.
But yeah, I lived in McLean, which is where I guess the CIA is.
Yeah. I guess the same. Are we right, Jordan?
I guess. Okay.
You guys are right.
Is that where your family still is?
Yeah, my parents live in Arlington.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
My own mother is from Arlington.
What?
Guys, this is great.
I know.
This is why you podcast for moments like this.
Well, this and discussing restaurants in Los Angeles.
That's true.
Course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Or the suburbs around Los Angeles.
Wait, right. I have a question. Would you have, if for your birthday, would you, are you 100% pie all the way? Or would, if cake had been presented, would you have been like, well, then cake, of course.
No, I am. Here's the thing.
Sure.
I.
Now we're. And thank you, Aparna, because now we're going to get into it. Yeah. I mean, this has been kind of fluffy, fun conversation,
well,
but now we have some substance.
We're skirting around.
Give
the
me
real
a second
issues.
To turn my chair around backwards so I can straddle
real
it.
Real talk.
I like cake fine.
Okay.
And my favorite cake is chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Which I cannot eat.
Oh.
Because I cannot eat chocolate.
Oh, no.
So,
because you are a dog. You will die.
Well, I'm half dog on my mother's side. The one from
Of course.
Oh,
sure. Of course.
So ultimately, like, to me, ice cream is king of desserts, full stop.
Sure.
No question about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And so either of them I would like to have with ice cream.
Yeah.
But. I mean, as I was thinking about this cake that's sitting in my stomach like a giant
pie.
Gelatinous,
yeah.
The pie that's sure. in my stomach like a giant gelatinous, I don't think there's a pie that I don't like. Mm. I like a home run pie.
Mm, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that there are wonderful cakes in the world.
Sure.
That may even be a more refined and beautiful experience than eating even a pretty good slice of pie. It's possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't had these cakes, but I can imagine them. With a very fine crumb or something like that.
Sure.
A light, fine crumb.
Mm-hmm. Fondant. Fondant might be involved.
There could be fondant.
Fondant is not for eating, though.
That's
I feel
true.
Like fondant is only for presentation.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
Shit, man. I got high the other night and just squeezed a whole tube of fondant in my mouth.
My friend from high school, Jasmine, is one of those bakers. She has a career as one of those bakers who only bakes cakes for special events.
Sure.
And among other things, she's a...
Like for a bachelor party, she'd do a cake shaped like boobs?
Yes.
Okay.
Or for Willie L. Brown Jr.'s retirement party, she would bake a cake shaped like the Golden Gate Bridge. Thank you very much.
Sure.
She's also extremely classy. But yeah, the boob cakes too. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Sure.
You can't make a pie that's shaped like... She made a cake that looked, sincerely in a photograph, appeared to be a pair of Timberland boots.
Mm. Whoa.
And I was like, this is awe-inspiring. But I almost always would rather have pie, right? I mean, like, pie is better, right?
Aparna, do you come down on this issue on one side or the other?
Well, I once had to debate for the superiority of pie over cake.
What was the situation? High school debate?
No, it was this show.
You were running for governor.
It was this comedy debate show called Uptown Showdown that they do in New York. And they made it into like a television show that was on CISO called Debate Wars.
Sure.
And I debated for pie along with Guy Branum.
Oh, wow.
You were on a team or you were against him?
Okay. No, we were both on the same team. And
thank God.
I know.
So listen,
you're
telling me. This was on CISO, so everyone saw it. But if for some reason someone didn't, can you walk us through the argument you guys made?
I think we made the argument that pie is the underdog and cake is... I think we essentially argued cake is the patriarchy.
Wow. Well,
or the cakeriarchy.
Oh,
wow,
sure. It does sound
You really
similar.
Went fourth level on it.
We really dug in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... 4D
chess.
That, I can't speak to your strategy, but that adds up to our friend Guy Branum's strategy.
Oh, sure, yeah. He
our
did
friend,
the
former
closing
lawyer.
Argument. Yes, yes. And... He did.
Constitutional enthusiast, I think, would be a fair way to describe it.
Supreme Court junkie.
Yeah.
did you win the debate?
We did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
So I feel like for that reason alone, I come down on the side of pie.
I feel like, and I think this is a battle as old as time itself.
Right.
I don't think I have met a passionate cakey when this comes up.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever met at this thing? Were there people who were like screaming for cake?
No, but I think that's a good point because I think cake And that was kind of our argument, is like cake is so much the default that people don't even really have a strong stance on.
Right.
It's sort of like the Paul Blart of desserts.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
You can't make a sheet.
Like a slice of Blart?
You can't make a sheet pie.
Right.
I think that's one of your big issues.
Yeah.
Is that if you're looking to, if this is an office birthday situation, there's 40 people who need pie, well, hell, you're going to have to bake 8-10 pies.
Yeah.
And also, I think, you know, the wild card is always that pizza is technically pie, and then you you get to claim all of pizza.
And
too.
I have also heard when this comes up, pie folks will also throw cheesecake in.
Oh, yeah.
Which is maybe technically a pie. And I feel like that, because cheesecake people are so intense, and as a cheesecake person, I'll put myself in this.
There's
in this
a whole zone. Factory.
That will just tip things to pie if you're throwing in cheesecake and
pizza.
That's
a good point. Yeah. If you threw in spaghetti, well, then there'd be two factors.
One old
and one standard.
Yeah.
Which is good for the economy.
Yeah. It's about time manufacturing got back to America.
Yeah.
Coal, oil, cheesecake.
Old spaghetti.
Old spaghetti.
Old spaghetti.
You think the old spaghetti factory specialized specifically in aged spaghettis?
Yeah, I think probably. You know, barrel aged maybe. You put it in a nice oak barrel.
You get those
absorbs
notes.
Some of the flavors.
Notes.
You got to have notes.
Yeah.
Love those notes.
What's your favorite note, Aparna?
My favorite note? I'll go with C.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
That's a great note.
Yeah.
Of course, I like dough. That's a deer.
Right. Female
oh,
deer?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Secret Admirer.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, we have a sponsor on this week's program. Of course, we're grateful every week for all of the Max Fund members who have gone to MaximumFund.org/donate and support our work each and every week. We're also supported this week by our friends at Stitch Fix. You know, Jordan.
Yes, Jesse.
As our friends at Stitch Fix always say, when a problem comes along, you must stitch
it. That's true. They do say that. I don't know if it's legal for them to say that.
It's almost weird the extent they just say it back and forth to each other, and it's kind of upsetting.
Yeah. Here's what Stitch Fix is. Yeah. Other than a company that maybe doesn't know that we've come up with this slogan for them.
Yeah.
Here's what Stitch Fix does. You answer some questions about your personal style on their website, and then they will send you cool clothes that you can try on, and you only pay for what you keep.
Yeah, and they'll switch sizes for you. Shipping's free both ways. It's easy. They pick the clothes for you. Like, I'd go to the website, go stitchfix.com/JJGo. I'd go there, and I'd type in my personal style, say, biker babe.
Sure.
I'd put in my budget unlimited.
Yeah.
And then I would go ahead and they would pick out 5 brand new items for me. I mean, they actually did this for you. You got some clothes that you love.
Yeah, no, I'm a Stitch Fix user and I like it a lot. I always love getting that box and it feels low pressure because I'm only paying for what I keep.
They're called Fixies.
Fixture, yes. It's a bike with no gears.
Yeah.
And a nice box from Stitch Fix. Get your fix whenever you want or sign up to receive scheduled shipments. The choice is yours.
Hurry to stitchfix.com/JJGo to get started now. You can keep all 5 items you receive, and you will get 25% off your entire purchase if you do so. Stitchfix.com/JJGo. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And I'm a Aparna Nancherla on Jello Queen.
Yeah, that's dope.
Sure.
That's a real solid nickname.
Do you like Jello?
No, I really panicked in the moment.
It did not show at
good.
All.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're being vulnerable right now because I, in that moment, saw you as cool as a cucumber.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
I thought you seemed like a real JQ.
What's that?
Jell-O Queen?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty Jell-O Queen move.
If you have a choice between Jell-O with things suspended in it and Jell-O with things not suspended in it, no things suspended in it.
Whew. I don't love Jell-O, period.
Me neither.
I'll eat a jiggler if a jiggler is presented. We had a lot of jigglers growing up.
Right.
Whoa.
Really fun commercials for those. Did it have a song?
Seems.
Yeah, there was a song.
Jigglers. You got to jiggle those jigglers.
I am stuck on jigglers and jigglers stuck on me.
It's Jell-O that looks like stuff. yeah. But in general, I don't really want to have Jell-O, so I would go nothing suspended.
But you can kind of go with Jell-O. You can kind of go until it's like a liquid.
Oh, yeah. That's
really
true.
Fun.
Fun texturally, I guess.
I love that.
You can
that.
Also do that with packing peanuts. Less sugar, too.
Yeah, especially that's if they're true. Those corn kind. Those are biodegradable. So
nice, yeah.
Get nice and smooth.
Yeah, smooth in your stools.
When something momentous happens to you, we ask you to call us at 206-984-4FUN. That's 206-984-4FUN. You know, Jordan.
Yes.
A couple of people have actually already called us. Why don't we listen to one of them?
That'd be great.
Hi, Jordan Jesse Go. This is Ben in Omaha calling in a momentous occasion. I was just walking on a trail outside of work, after work, and saw two Canadian geese just ripping at each other, fighting, pooping the entire time. Then as I was about 10 feet away, those little fuckers started chasing me. And then when I was about around the next bend, another goose started chasing me. So, yeah, that was great. All right, thanks. Love the show.
God, Omaha must be great.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
This guy's fucking attitude about this is so golden.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about geese.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a geese scientist, but...
Would you say you're down for goose?
No, I would not say that. I would not.
Okay.
I would never say that. I would never say that. Anyone who says that is wrong and should not have said it.
Got it.
I would never say that. Never.
Got it.
Anyway.
Don't lay an egg, buddy.
Oh, boy. Do geese shit aggressively? It sounded like the shitting was part of the fighting, or was that involuntary? Or are the geese sick?
Have you ever fought?
I've had schoolyard...
Brawls.
I wouldn't call them brawls, but what's one step below a brawl?
Scrap.
A scrap.
I've had a scrap. What about you, Aparna? Have you ever been in a fight?
I think the only person I physically fought with was my sister, maybe when we were really little. But I think I bit her when I was quite small.
Yeah.
She does not let me forget it.
Yeah. Is there a mark?
I don't think there's a visible mark, but there's clearly some kind of an emotional mark.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a real emotional machine gun.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to non-physical fighting, you're destroy everything around you.
I'm really just a Jedi.
Sure. I've been in a couple of scraps. Nothing too noteworthy.
I mean, I have never been in a fight either. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever really been party to a fight. Not just I haven't even been directly – I haven't been next to a fight. I haven't closely observed a fight.
You haven't shadowed a fight?
No. Not even on Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Yeah.
And I think it's possible that when you get in a real fight, you shit yourself.
You start shitting.
Yeah, because you're focused on other things.
Right.
I think it would be a really great tactic to pull out in one of the final rounds.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Like possum style.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
You've always got that ace in your hole.
Your butthole.
Sure, yeah, your butthole.
Did anyone else think of Wild Goose Chase as he was telling his story?
It sounds like he got himself involved in a wild goose chase.
They could have been domesticated geese, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So we don't know if they were wild.
I've never been to Omaha either.
Yeah, sure.
I hear it's a great town.
I feel like I have heard so many goose attack stories that when I say anything that resembles a goose, I automatically... will, go the other way.
But a goose can't... I mean, a goose could attack you, but it's not. What's it going to do to
Nip
you?
My testicles.
Okay. A fair
That's
point.
A pretty,
I don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
I do not need that. Life is hard enough already. I don't need a goose to nip my testicles.
That's why you got to
wear that.
You got to wear an athletic cup when you're goosing.
Sure. Right. When I'm walking near a pond, I have to put in a cup.
Well, you should already be wearing a cup when you know you're going to be goosing.
Sure. Are swans also mean? I think swans are also mean.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
The whole family is very cranky.
I don't find them beautiful.
Why are they so cranky?
Real birds have curves, huh?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they're so cranky.
Because ducks are not known for being cranky.
Ducks are nice.
Yeah, ducks are pretty chill. Well, sometimes they can be a little daffy.
God, what a... Delete the show. Delete the whole... I'm yelling at our engineer. Delete the whole show.
It's my birthday, baby. I'm doing it my way.
Daffy is an underused adjective. The only time I've seen it used not in regards to ducks was I saw it on a poster for some New York theater show, and they said, positively daffy.
Oh, boy. Wow. I do not want to see that play.
I know.
Wow.
There are a pair of legendary baseball brothers, one of whom is in the Hall of Fame and one of whom was a great pitcher, named Dizzy Dean and Daffy Dean.
Mm-hmm. What?
And that's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that one guy who played for the A's for a minute whose name was Country Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, Dizzy and Daffy Dean are about as good as it
sounds like a 1920s comic strip.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Like, and if you name your kids Dizzy and Daffy, I mean, what are your hopes for them?
I mean, you better hope they've got a screwball, right?
Yeah.
Or they dress like Napoleon, as all old-time crazy people do.
That's a good point.
Why was that the go-to? Because you're right. I think when we were kids, when someone went crazy in a cartoon or something, they would dress like Napoleon. Where did that come from?
I had a crazy landlord when I was a kid. Mm. And the two craziest things he did, he owned the apartment building that that I lived in when I was with my dad. Mm-hmm. And it was not a luxury apartment building. A fair description of this apartment building. And once we came home and it was on a hill. So it had one of those kind of like, you know, when a big building is on a hill, it has like a stripe across it of like facade that gets it parallel to the earth rather than parallel to the hill. You know what I mean? So there's like a triangle. There's like a right triangle.
Oh, okay.
And then it
yes.
goes straight up from
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
So he had painted that. Forest green, high gloss forest green, and then the below that part was spray painted like hunting safety orange. And like very well, carefully, but also not house paint.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like carefully done, but not appropriately done. And he was, I believe, a South Vietnamese army veteran.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And would wear his outfit often, very often, and he was definitely insane.
Okay.
I mean, he must have been not insane at some point because he had a whole apartment building.
Yeah.
But he was definitely an insane person.
A landlord seems to be a job you can hold down and be bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I've had some. I've had some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I would actually love to know the origin of the cartoon character dressed as Napoleon to signify that he's crazy.
Don't know this trope, I think.
Oh, yeah? I feel like that was, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm remembering like Looney Tunes and stuff growing up.
Oh, got it.
Like when someone goes crazy, they put on a Napoleon hat.
Well, anyway. one of the most famous historical San Franciscans, a San Franciscan that is very beloved in the city, is a man named Emperor Norton. Mm. Who I believe it was around the turn of the 20th century, or just before the turn of the 20th century, declared himself to be the emperor of San Francisco and wore a Napoleon outfit everywhere and just had people comp him meals.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was like famous for believing himself to be the ruler of the area.
Wow. So is it from that?
I don't know if it's from that.
I mean, it might well be.
It could be. Yeah. Well,
I mean, there was also a man named Napoleon Bonaparte.
Okay.
Who often dressed like Napoleon.
Huh.
And it might be from that.
Could
That's
be.
That's true.
This guy sounds like a real nut.
Yeah, well, you know. couldn't escape if he wanted to.
Sure. We got a couple more calls, don't
we? Yeah, let's take another call.
Jesse, Cass, this is Ben calling from Austin, Texas with a momentous occasion. I left to work overnight at a gas station at 9:30, and it was very dark. This will be important later. Anyway, I got there, started cranking some old Jesse Jordan Go episodes, trying to get through that back catalog. At 11, my girlfriend calls me to say she left her $800 laptop sitting on the porch, and she thinks it might be stolen. Around midnight, I went outside to grab a box cutter from the car and found the laptop sitting on my trunk. This had been through 8 miles of numerous stop signs, stoplights, and on the highway, and it was still there. Hard as a rock, wet as a river.
That's gorgeous.
Was the darkness important to that? Maybe it wasn't. He's like, it was dark. That's going to be important later. Was it?
I think the band The Darkness was important to that.
Sure, yeah.
I thought he meant later, like later in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Darkness is important.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
How do you know it's night?
It's a
I
key
took
part
a very
of
poetic interpretation of
just kind of understanding the idea of night
darkness.
Of nighttime.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Or maybe even just kind of in a larger sense of what you're saying is that, you know, that there's only joy because we've experienced darkness.
Exactly.
But the only reason that we feel joy for anything is because we also have seen darkness. Wow, this was a deep call. I had no idea. No idea it was so.
You know, they say it's always darkest before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who dawn is.
Right.
But something to consider.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate that this guy was cranking Jordan Jesse Go.
Right. I think I believe he was cranking Jesse Jordan Go.
That's true. Do you have another podcast?
Uh-huh.
With a guy with my same first name?
It's Jordan Morris, the soccer player.
Oh, boy. He's good in everything.
Yeah. Especially the junior national team, huh?
That's that in particular.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, you can crank the show, but do not crank it to the show.
I disapprove.
Yeah. I disapprove of masturbation in general.
I approve. I don't want you to.
But we need to agree on this. We need to have a united front. You can't.
But here's the thing. I think that
this is either a crank or no crank situation.
I don't want you to, and here's where I agree with you, Jordan.
Okay.
And I think we should focus on our common ground.
Sure.
I think that's what's wrong with these clowns in Washington.
Okay, no, get off on one of your classic jags.
I think we should focus on our common ground is
right.
I don't want anyone to send us evidence that they've cranked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't
no.
want this to call and let us know that they've cranked it to the show.
No.
I don't want any I don't want any dick pics or bean flicks.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Good rhyme.
Thank you. I don't want any of those things. Mm-hmm. However,
I'll take one or two.
Okay, so we disagree
on
both parts.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You're ready to see dick pics and bean flicks.
Sure.
Mm.
But you are opposed to people cranking it to our program, whereas I'm... You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me if what you need to gain physical and emotional satisfaction is to listen to Jordan Jesse Go and crank it. That's your thing, dude or lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing, non-binary person as well. I'm also including any person can pleasure themselves physically to Jordan Jesse Go. And it's fine with me as long as you don't tell me and you don't send me any pictures or evidence or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or what if you have a playlist on and it's a song and then for some reason due to a glitch it starts playing an episode?
You don't have to stop.
You don't have to stop.
Right. So if you're listening to some classic cranking music like
The Darkness.
Yeah.
Joke glam rock band from the mid-2000s.
Exactly.
Yeah, joke queen.
Yeah.
Probably they're listening to like Anytime, Anyplace by Janet Jackson, right?
Sure.
Isn't that what you crank it to?
It's an arousing song.
You know what I crank it to, of course? Huey Lewis and the News, sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alexa, play Huey Lewis and the News, sports.
There you go. little treat for all you Alexa users out there.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, can I just say Huey Lewis is in our thoughts?
Oh, yeah, sure. He has some sort of throat issue.
He has an ear condition that has led to him.
But how's his throat?
I think he has some seasonal allergies, cool. But they're under control.
Can he go to the same doctor to look at both these issues?
Yeah, Dr. Vinnie Bumbatz.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking of the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Oh, got it. Yeah, well, he's an ENT, Dr. Bumbatz.
Who is that? I know that's something, but I don't know what it is.
That is Rodney Dangerfield's imaginary doctor. Oh. We were talking about it on The Tonight Show. I was just watching.
Okay.
I was doing dishes yesterday and just watching YouTube clips of Rodney Dangerfield on the Johnny Carson show.
That's fun.
And, yeah, I mean, it's about 10% nightmarishly homophobic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But outside of that, it is pretty great. Mm. It's pretty fantastic. Yeah. Man knew how to sell a joke.
Bumbatz.
Dr. Vinny Bumbatz. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Bumbatz. Mm. That's what he would say to Johnny Carson.
That's good.
Yeah, it was very funny.
So we have not agreed. We are not in agreement as to whether or not you can crank it to this show.
No, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I guess so.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
No.
All right, I'm taking your position. Don't crank it. Do send Jordan dick pics.
All right. Yeah, cool. Okay, good. We found a nice common ground. Nice happy medium.
I think we have a follow-up call to this laptop call. Let's take a listen.
This is Ben with a follow-up to my last message. The situation has developed further. Apparently, my girlfriend spent 2 hours putting flyers up all around the neighborhood offering a reward for whoever returned the laptop, and I thoroughly plan on collecting on that reward. Get him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What a dick.
Stick it to your whack-ass girlfriend.
Here's what I was hoping. This in my dream world. Here's what because when you said, like, oh, we have a follow-up.
Yeah.
It's this guy's like, yeah, and then I went out to get my girlfriend's laptop, chased away by geese.
Oh, and I thought maybe the darkness would finally come into play.
That would be, oh, yeah, right, and then, right.
What was the darkness's hit song? All I can think of is their Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
They had a Christmas song called Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End.
Oh.
Bell End meaning dong in England.
I'm thinking of songs, but I think they're all Electric Six songs.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Danger, High Voltage.
Danger.
That was a fun song.
High Voltage, oh, sure.
Yeah, very fun song.
Yeah.
Not gonna say that that's not a fun song.
Sure.
I'm not here to try and convince America that Danger, High Voltage by the Electric Six, the novelty, who are primarily probably what you would call the novelty White Stripes.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of those deadpan serious White Stripes?
Yeah. If you have a momentous occasion to share with us, 206-984-4FUN is the number to call. 206-984-4FUN. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Hello, are you looking for a new comedy podcast? In which case, can I draw your attention to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast? It's a fictional industry podcast for the beef and dairy industries. It won Best Comedy at the 2017 British Podcast Awards, and it features wonderful guests such as Greg Davis.
To my knowledge, it's the only cow circus that's ever existed in this country. In rural Russia, every small town has a cow circus.
Josie Long.
You should have a beef. Have a beef with them. I have a beef with you. I will have a beef with you. Come round my house, and I'll have a beef with you.
And Andy Daly.
That virus never existed. There was never any such thing as a mad cow disease. That was all an illusion that Big Lamb came up with.
That's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts from. And I would recommend starting at episode 1. Bye. La, 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 la.
Hey, Helen Hong.
Yes, J. Keith Van Stratton?
What's the difference between a layover and a stopover?
I have no idea. What's the difference between optimal and optimum?
I have no idea. What's the difference between an actual conversation and a promo for our new show on Maximum Fun, Go Fact Yourself?
Nobody has any idea.
Go Fact Yourself, the game show with celebrity contestants, super smart experts, and answers to questions you've never even asked.
Listen twice a month on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. and be in the audience for our tapings of Go Fact Yourself in downtown L.A. It's free. Go to GoFactYourPod.com for more info.
We're having a very realistic conversation.
Yes, we are.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Aparna Ninchurla, Jill Queen.
Aparna has, by the way, one of these, you know, Netflix is putting out these half-hour specials.
Mm-hmm.
Aparna has one of these. You got to get on your Netflix and watch this. It's on the stand-ups is the name of the series. It's the name of the collection.
Sure. Okay. Throw it in your queue and then watch it. You know, unlike that other stuff you put in your queue and didn't watch.
You know why you should watch it, Jordan?
Because she's the funniest.
Yeah. She's like literally one of the funniest human beings in the world.
That's true.
You the idea that you could be disappointed by watching that special is unfathomable to me.
Whoa. Watch the special.
The delight that lies ahead of you is indescribable.
Yeah.
If you have Netflix now, if you have Hulu, you're out of luck.
Mm.
Bad news for you. You cannot get that on Hulu. Even Hulu Plus.
But if you're, and hey, if you're watching Hulu, why not check out some old episodes of The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
so two plugs.
Yeah, I think they got News Radio too now.
Oh, nice.
I think they stole News Radio from Netflix.
Yeah. Well, Netflix, I think, wants to have more original content. Like Aparna Ninchurla's comedy special.
It's true.
You got it.
You guys really sold it.
Aparna,
next, yeah, well, you know.
Aparna also might be the funniest tweeter.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Corporate's on Comedy Central. You're filming a new season.
Yep. We're just about to start, but I think you can watch all of the first season on the web.
Oh, now this is a sort of visual version of the internet.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
You've probably used Gopher, Jordan. It's a lot like that.
Sure. Well, I don't plan on switching anytime soon.
Got it. Fair enough. So. I know how much you love your Usenet news groups.
Yeah, you'll take my Usenet news groups when you pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Sure. I'm right in the middle of an adult-themed mud on a dial-up service that I've been a message board that I what a bulletin board that I've been connecting with.
That's fun.
I found the phone number in the back of Computer Currents magazine.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's really fun for me. Aparna, what a joy it's been to have you on the program. Thank you for making the time to do this with us in the middle of your busy time here in Los Angeles as a high-class transient.
Thank you. High-class transient. That's a good one.
Daniel Baruela on the boards this week. Brian Sunny D. Fernandez is our producer. We wish him all the best in his new career doing something, anything else.
Hard to say.
Anything. Anything but producing this show.
Mm-hmm.
Fruitmonger.
Yeah.
Television greengrocer.
International assassin.
Any of those
National
things.
Assassin.
Any.
Regional assassin.
Yeah.
Regional assassin.
Yeah.
I'm a regional assassin. I focus on the research triangle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, so if something goes down at Duke.
Yeah, if you need somebody killed in the lower 48, you know who to call, Brian Fernandez.
Yeah, but I don't do Hawaii. I'll go to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Right. Puerto Rico.
Certain protectorates are in place. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.